Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, Paul lists qualifications for elders and deacons. Some churches stress the structure of church government, while the quality of people involved is compromised. But the Bible emphasizes the caliber of the leader and leaves the issue of structure flexible. A bishop or elder is an overseer in the body, a position of authority. He must be level-headed and spiritually minded. He cannot be addicted to women, money, or glory. He is not to be combative, but compassionate. And he needs to have a handle on his home. The deacon is a leader by example. His is not a position of authority, but service. Because he works closely with people problems, he must have control over his tongue. He's to have a respect for God and a respect from men. In the Greek New Testament, verse 11 addresses the women. Some interpret the phrase as a female order of deacons or deaconesses. These serving sisters were organized by the early church to meet the special needs of other women. Some situations arise in church life that need a feminine touch. It's nice to have the deaconesses around. The church is the most important institution on earth. We are the custodians of the truth. Great is the mystery of godliness, and godly must be the men and women who guard it.
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP, or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.